to me.
Accomplishment Coaching is proud to present the following fine programming. Accomplishment Coaching, where coaches lead and leaders coach. AccomplishmentCoaching.com.
Welcome back to The Coaching Show with your host, Master Certified Coach Christopher McCullough.
Thank you very much. I'm just looking through the website of our next guest, which is probably, you know, not the best thing for me to do, I don't think. The voice that's not mine
is mine. I'm Clarice Connolly. I am a women's empowerment coach in San Diego. I'm currently fighting a cold, so pardon me as I nasal my way through this. I work with women who are just looking to put themselves back on their priority list, who've just frustrated with life and really just down and out about continuing to beat themselves up and things just not going the way they want. So I just love picking women up and putting them back on the top of their list and working through what it is that they want to get out of life.
And your role, because you got to know your role, people, know your role, is she's here as an in-studio guest co-host today. And that's why you're listening to Clarice Connolly. How can people find you?
You can find me on heartandsoul.coach. And I have empoweredwomen.coach coming up quick.
Nice. Also a new show of your own called...
Empowering Women. It's the first and third Friday at 8 a.m. every month. This Friday at 8 a.m.
Your voice does sound different. Okay.
I know, I'm struggling.
All right, let's get to it. One of the things that we love about being a media partner with the International Coach Federation is that regularly on this program, and sometimes like this month, more than once a month, we get to have a big wig, somebody who's a big deal doing something important in the world of coaching and with the International Coach Federation join us. We have, our next guest is such a person. He has more than 30 years of business experience, 20 years of executive leadership practice, and 5 years being part of and leading the global board of the world's largest professional coaching association. That's the International Coach Federation. Dave Wondra is with us, and he brings an extraordinary skill set to senior executives who seek transformational change, as well as a wide variety of interests, including, and you've got to love this, not only does he deal with practice to performance and executives and transformational change, but jazz trumpet, prairie restoration, and global travel. We're delighted to welcome back to our microphones, Dave Wondra. Hello, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, thanks. Thanks for being with us. Look around outside. Where do you find yourself today?
I'm in Minneapolis.
A beautiful place.
And, of course, there's a little snow on the ground.
A little bit.
Yeah.
In March 1st.
A little bit. Yeah.
Dave, you are also the founder and progenitor of the Wondra Group, where people can find you on the web. Is it wondragroup.com? Is that right?
That's right. Yep. That's my website.
Okay. So if people want to know more information about the work that you do. But I think we're here today to talk a little bit about the ICF Foundation. Will you tell us about it? What is the ICF Foundation?
Well, if I were to sum it up, it's really about igniting social progress through coaching. And this is something that has been really building now for a while. And actually, one of our trustees is Sir John Whitmore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fond of saying coaching is much bigger than coaching. And that coaches are really at the forefront of a way of being that the world needs to get to, where the core theme is really compassion for all people and caring for nature.
Yeah.
And, you know, I also think about the person that I learned coaching from a really long time ago, and that was Frederick Hudson from the Hudson Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And several years ago, I was talking with him about the state of coaching, and at that time, he said that he was disappointed in what had happened with coaching. Because from way back in the 80s, he saw coaching as something that could really enable social progress. And at that point, he just didn't see it was happening yet. Well, I'm here to tell you it's happening now.
Yeah, it is. I love that.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just commenting.
Well, yeah. So it's really starting to develop all around the world. So now we have the foundation. And The foundation is really a supporting organization of the ICF. Its focus is really in three core areas. It's providing pro bono coaching, research, and also providing access to coach training for communities that are underserved. Hmm. So that's kind of the core area that we have our focus. You know, as we look way out into the future, well, I guess not that far. We think about a frame of right now we're aiming at 2030, that by then we really want to be creating new and different approaches to help people reach their goals, not only equip individuals but also organizations and systems to help them learn how to have different kind of influence over their environments, and then just overall helping people learn more about how to navigate their living and how to build self-awareness and their own responsibility. So that's kind of some of the big stuff that we're thinking about now as we're doing our work with the foundation.
Okay, so this is an important thing for people to know, because we think of the ICF, especially the website, as something that's for us. We can get information there. We can, you know, put our information there so other people can find out more about coaching. But the ICF Foundation, it sounds like a really different piece. Now, is this a 501c3 not-for-profit organization thing that you've created?
Yeah, yes, it's not-for-profit. And the important thing to know is, so technically, it's called a supporting organization, which just simply means that everything that we do is connected with ICF Global. And one of the goals of ICF Global is to really get to the point where the coaching way of living is really out with as many people as possible. Because, you know, those of us that have gone through our own coach training know that it's much more than a skill set. It's just a way of learning how to manage change for ourselves. And as we look to what would really help us in the world, you know, imagine if all of us knew how to manage, how to do this for ourselves. So it is a nonprofit charity, supports ICF strategic goals, and our mission will always be aligned with ICF Global.
Mm. Yeah, but I guess what I was pointing to is people can donate to this. People and organizations can donate to this. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You can accept those donations
actually,
now? Yeah?
Yeah. Our funding comes from ICF members all around the world, and it comes throughout the year. And actually, when people re-up their membership with ICF, there's an opportunity even there to make donations to the foundation if they choose.
Okay, and how do we do that? Because we choose,
well,
right?
Yeah, if you choose, it actually can be done online when renewing membership or just going directly to our website for more information. And that's foundationoficf.org.
Very important. Foundationoficf.org.
Yep.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is so important, and I appreciate your laid-back approach to this, but people need to give money so that we can do good in the world with coaching. And I love your distinction about coaching versus coach training and how important coach training is, because for most of us, it's a watershed moment. It's a life transformation as well as that. Anything, and who leads this? It sounds like you're in charge, but who else have you got over there? You're hanging out with Sir John Whitmore. Who else is involved?
Well, there are nine people that are part of the Board of Trustees. And here's something else important to know, not all are coaches, because we want to look much more broadly at this. Matter of fact, our president of our foundation is a woman named Paula Cushing, and she's director of sales learning over at IBM. And one thing that is common among all of us is we all have passion for ways that we can really influence literally the world.
Yeah, that's so amazing. That's so beautiful to listen to.
All right. Let's talk about some of the things. So what about lowly coaches who are not the director of anything over at IBM? How can we participate in the ICF Foundation, or do you want us to?
Yes, we do. Now, there are some... this is the first year that we're going after launching a global initiative. You know, and here's I'll tell you a story about what brought about my interest in joining the foundation. I spent about 5 years as part of the ICF Global Board, and as part of that, I did a lot of speaking all around the world, different chapters, different gatherings, and I would often close my time with talking about the difference that we can make in terms of social progress. And inevitably, after I'd finish, people would come up to me and they would tell me about, you know, here's one thing that I'm doing with a group in my community, and here's something that I'm doing over here. While it was very heartening for me to hear that, at the same time, I had some frustration, because knowing that we have, about 30,000 members around the world, mm-hmm. we're in 140 countries, It felt scattered to me, like we were out there, and I'm sure having impact in little pockets around the world, though very scattered. So what I started to imagine is what would be possible if we could, for example, get 5,000 coaches, 5,000 of our members focused on one initiative,
mm-hmm.
or what would happen if we had one theme that all of the 125 chapters around the world and all of the other members are all working on the same thing. So to me, it's about large-scale impact mm-hmm. and how we might do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of this initiative that I brought up, as we've talked in the foundation about what are our organizing principles, we have learned about an initiative of the UN. They've developed a set of 17 goals to transform the world,
mm-hmm.
and their sustainable development goals.
Right.
And they're areas like zero hunger, no poverty, quality education, gender equality, just different areas. And we've settled on education as a starting theme. And in 3 weeks, we're going to have all the leaders from all the chapters around the world gathered in Warsaw, Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And at that meeting, we'll begin the work of this global initiative, and we'll see how it goes.
Great. So what is that initiative?
Yeah, I was just going to say, how do we find more about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that one is going to be focused on education.
Mm.
And what we'll be talking with chapters about is really how to find a focus on the subject of education in the local communities. So it'll be something along those lines. And it's really under development right now. The launch will be coming soon. So there'll be more details to come on how to go about this, and we will certainly be talking about it around the system.
Yeah, great. We are so excited about that. Now, our time is flying by here. I know you've also created something called Gift of Coaching. What is the Gift of Coaching Award?
Well, even though we're now starting on large-scale projects, work on providing pro bono coaching has been going on for some time. So we are recognizing ICF chapters that are doing impactful work. So we have two awards. One's called the Gift of Coaching. It recognizes a chapter for a single impactful nonprofit partnership where pro bono coaching is at the center. Culture of Giving Award is for a chapter that has a portfolio of nonprofit initiatives that they're working on, and to also recognize their ongoing commitment to the foundation ideals.
Okay, so both for chapters. One is for an individual initiative, and another is for a history, or I like your word, portfolio of pro bono initiatives. So you're really serious
yes.
about getting coaching out to the underserved or the people that traditionally we don't think of as customers for coaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's extraordinary.
Yes.
Extraordinary work. And how can people support these initiatives or find out more? People want to get involved. How can we do it?
Mm-hmm. Well, one way is actually through connecting with local chapters. If a member happens to be affiliated with a chapter, the other thing to know, Christopher, is we're really now working. This is our first large-scale global project. So we have a lot of learning to do on how to get this done in a way that's going to be effective. So people can find out more through their local chapter, of course, by going to foundationoficf.org. We will have updates there. So those are a couple of the primary ways, and then we will certainly be putting out more information as it becomes available for how people can sign up and get involved.
Great. Well, thank you so much for the important work that you're doing. Let's take a moment and talk about the Wundra Group so that people know what your day job is, so to speak. What are you guys doing and taking on over at the Wundra Group, which, of course, is wundragroup.com. That's Wondra Group, GROUP.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, the focus is really executive development. That's been in my DNA for a long time. And the other thing about this is, you mentioned some of my other interests. The longest practice I have in my life is I've been playing trumpet for a little over 45 years. And when I started my business 12 years ago, I was just thinking about how I'm going to form this business. And as I paid attention to myself as a musician, mm-hmm. I started to notice how I used practice to make adjustments to how I performed. And it was always a situation where, I never had the time to, stop all my performing and change something and then go back to performing. Well, as I paid attention to that, I realized that in the same way that I use practice in music to continue to hone my skill, my ability, that also ported over really nicely to my work.
Mm.
So when I talk about practice for performance, there's a big difference between knowing what to do and actually doing it. So I help my clients create learning practices that they can attach to activities that are already on the calendar so they get more value for their time and they really get learning that lasts. So this approach I find is really successful for people that are very busy and need to get the most out of their learning time.
That's really great.
So that's really at the core of my work.
That makes me think of that quote, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And that's so brilliantly like what you're exactly talking to is how you practice for music is how you can actually practice in other areas of life too.
And if we think we don't have practices, try changing up your routine in the morning.
Right.
Or, when you're driving around a curve on the highway, tilt your head the other way.
Right. We don't surprise ourselves usually with our morning routine, right? You're not in the shower like, I wonder what I'm going to do next. No, everything goes in order. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering, since this, the Gift of Coaching Awards.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to the Gift of Coaching Awards, right?
Yeah. So I'm just so intrigued about that. So do you think that those people also, too, have that practice? Or how did you decide to get started with that?
Say more about your question.
So I apologize. So I was looking at the practicing for performance, and I was also very interested in the Gift of Coaching Awards. And so I was just wondering, where you got started with wanting to award people for gifting coaching.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It's really to recognize the good, what I would say at least two reasons. One is to recognize the good work out there. But here's the second one, is there's so much that we can learn from each other in the system all around the world. So it's also meant to provide a way for others to see examples. Because, for example, the awards that were the inaugural ones for last year, we have case studies on our website that talk about the project so that people can see in more detail. Because for Gift of Coaching, the winner last year was ICF Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow. Okay.
And what they did is they partnered with the North Carolina Center for Nonprofits And that organization gives services to actually more than 1,500 nonprofits in North Carolina. And the agreement that the local chapter had with that organization is that members would deliver up to 5 hours of pro bono coaching to executives and senior leaders from member organizations. And so they have a number of coaches that are serving executives in those organizations. And honorable mention, this was a very unique one. Honorable mention went to ICF Central Florida, and they had a partnership with the University of Tampa Sykes College of Business, and they were providing workshops to help students on personal professional development.
Oh, I want to
and
go there now. Go ahead.
Yeah, anyone that went to the workshop got to work with a coach, so it worked out well.
Oh, that's awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do that. Can you imagine? And all the underserved communities. Man, I love the work that you're doing, Dave Wondra. Thank you for this. And thanks for the opportunity for all chapters to be able to make a difference in their communities and for all coaches to make a difference in our communities. You mentioned the website, and I want to just send people back to it. But when you talk about the website, you mean the foundationoficf.org. Is that right?
That's right. There is a detailed set of case studies that gives a lot of background on the award winners that really some good guidance for any chapters that are interested in pursuing a program.
And is there a link from the main ICF website, or do you have to know about this ultra-secret website?
The foundation is also listed on the big one.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see it there as well. There's a link that'll take you to the foundation.
Great. And you guys have a board of trustees. Is there an opportunity for other people to contribute to the organization itself, or do you just want us to go out and do work in our local backyards?
Well, we also are putting together groups of other people that are serving as ambassadors that are interested in supporting the work of the foundation. So that's something else that is new this year. We already selected a group of ambassadors that will be helping with this work. And so anyone who has an interest, go to the website, send a note. By the way, we have one full-time employee, Amy Frisney, who's our director. And she is interested in hearing from anyone who has an interest in joining in our work. So I'm very excited about the potential for our impact.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
If we were sitting here a year from now, celebrating what a great year it's been for you in this role in the ICF Foundation, what did we achieve together?
You know, we'd be talking about our successful, large-scale impact that we had in the area of education.
Mm. Talking
we
my
also
language.
Plan, yeah, you know, we also plan to measure this. So we're going to see what we can do about actually tracking the impact we have. We'll also be talking about the learning we had from our first project. And at that point, we'll be well into conversations about how to get started in supporting access to coach training for underserved communities. Because that one is next on the list.
Mm-hmm.
It's so I love that you said education. And I was talking to the leaders of our longtime sponsors here, Accomplishment Coaching, the other day, and they're doing something cool in education that I don't know is on yours or anybody else's radar because they're just doing it internally, where they're offering scholarships, full ride scholarships for coach training to a couple of educators, local educators in each of the cities where they have a program. So that's their contribution to education. And I'll bet if we got the word out, there are a bunch more people that are doing cool things in education. Is the foundation an opportunity for people to share about projects that they're up to as well? Or is it just mostly letting people know about what the foundation's up to?
No, sharing about projects as well. Because that's really important.
And inspiring.
That's the other thing I learned when I was on my travels is there's so much that we can learn from each other. So that is something that we'll continue to work on is how to build the web among us.
Mm,
Nice. Well, our time has flown by. And Dave Wondra, thank you so much for being with us. But of course, thank you for the work you're doing in the world, not only through the magic of your jazz trumpeting and prairie restoration, but of course, through the Wondra Group, right, which you can find online at wondragroup.com. And of course, the ICF Foundation, which we're delighted to find out about.
Yeah.
You can go again to the website, which is Foundation of ICF, foundationoficf.org, or find the link on the coachfederation.org website. Dave, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for the chat.
Great to talk to him. Well, I learned something today. How about you?
I learned a lot of things.
Great.
It was awesome.
Well, it's great to be back, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Your search for the right office furniture will be done when you walk into Shore For Sure. In our 46,000 square foot warehouse, you are sure to find the right new or used desk and chair for your home and office. Trusted for over 40 years, Shore is proven to provide great value, quality, and service. From free space planning to our white glove delivery service, you are sure to leave happy and satisfied. We're a family-owned business that will treat you like family for sure. Se habla español.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
Hi, Scale listener. This is David Finkel, co-host with Jeff Hoffman of Scale Your Business. I wanted to let you know that our newest book, Scale, was just released, and to encourage you to get your copy. The book will give you 7 proven principles to grow your business and get your life back. Scale will help you work less by getting your business to produce more. Get your copy online or at your local bookseller. For more information, visit us online at scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com.
Cybersecurity is the fastest growing job sector. The San Diego Mayor's Cyber Cup encourages kids to consider computer security as an interesting course of study and a valuable career path. Securing Our eCity helps lead this youth competition to create interest and awareness among students and their schools. The San Diego Mayor's Cyber Cup. Learn more at securingourecity.org or call 619-630-2444.
Do you love wine, but it doesn't love you back in the morning? Then it's time to try Alcotox, the ultimate hangover cure. Alcotox is a dietary supplement that reduces the harmful side effects of alcohol, and it benefits all alcohol consumers, not just those who occasionally overindulge. So now, for less than the cost of a drink, you can wake up hangover-free. To learn more, go to vinvillage.com and let Alcotox make hangovers a thing of the past.